Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of The Key, we are going to recite a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the importance of being careful or caring about the affairs of the other believers. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح من أمتي وهمته غير الله فليس من الله ومن لم يهتم بأمور المؤمنين فليس منهم ومن أقر بالذل طائعا فليس منا أهل البيت. من أصبح من أمتي. The Prophet says that he who begins his day thinking of something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one of the people of God. If you begin your day without thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about doing each and everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course you will not be from the people of God. You will not be considered among the mu'mineen, the faithful people. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأُمُورِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he who does not care for the affairs of the believers, بِأُمُورِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, is not one of them. Is not one of them. If someone does not care about the affairs of the other faithful people, the other mu'mineen, he will not be considered among these faithful people and the believers. It means that we must be always caring about the affairs of the mu'mineen, the believers, in order to be counted among the mu'mineen, in order to be considered among the mu'mineen. وَمَنْ أَقَرَّ بِالذُّلِّ طَائِعًا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. He who succumbs to humiliation is not with us, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam family. So that is why we must be very much careful about this, that first of all we should always begin our days with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have in another beautiful hadith that says that every day you have to do musharata, then muraqaba, then muhasaba. Musharata means that at the beginning of the day, you should promise yourself that, okay, today I'm going to do all these things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day, you have to do muhasaba. You have to count, you have to actually assess yourself that whether you fulfilled your promises that you promised yourself in that day or not. At the end of the day, when you go to bed and want to sleep, you have to do muhasaba. So muraqaba means caring about what you do in your life, in your daily life. Muhasaba is at the end of the day, that you should count, that you should check whether you did all those things that you promised or not. Whether you did muraqaba, whether you care about them or not. So it means that the whole day should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning of the day, during the day, and the end of the day would be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the faithful and the mu'min according to the saying of the Holy Prophet salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد.